Today we're going to begin a short new study entitled Spiritual Warfare. Today we're going to examine, and I'm planning for this week and next week, okay? Sometimes my plan don't always work out, meaning I don't get as far as I think I might. So we'll see how far this goes. And Ephesians, of course, chapter 6 and verse 10 is where we'll begin. And let me just encourage you. Come tonight. I'm going to preach this Sunday morning and Sunday night. And so I'm going to do the same thing next week. And if you only come on Sunday morning, you're going to get about that much. Okay? And then you're going to go into battle half-dressed. And it does you no good when you're exposed like that in a spiritual battle. So, I'd encourage your attendance tonight. Today, this morning, we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your precious word. We thank you that Father, there's power in your word. There's opportunity for us to grow through your word. And now I pray that you would take your word and apply it to us. Open our hearts and our minds to receive what you have prepared. For Lord, the battle rages. And we need warriors today who are willing to stand up and be counted in this time of darkness. Father, empower us to be great warriors for your glory. And again, we thank you for the privilege to serve. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. I preach this today because I think that very few people really understand the fact that life is a spiritual battle. We see our circumstances and I'm going through a bad time. No, you're not going through a bad time. If you're a child of God, you're fighting a spiritual battle. If someone attacks you or does something wrong to you that hurts your feelings or makes you angry and you become mad at that person, you're fighting a spiritual battle. It's not that person that's your enemy. If you're having trouble at work, you're having spiritual battles. If you're having trouble in your hobbies, with your friends, it's a spiritual battle. Today, I want us just to be able to change our mindset to the fact that every problem, every obstacle, every battle that we face is a spiritual battle. If you are a child of God, Satan is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. There's nothing more that he'd rather do than destroy you. But you have a chance. You have an opportunity. Not just an opportunity to win, but an opportunity to be victorious overwhelmingly. And that's where we're going with these messages today. Number one, Paul writes, be strong. Be strong. How many strong people do we have today? Okay, amen. Listen, we're living in a world. I'm old school. Back when men were men and they knew it. Never a question. If you got a problem with that, come see me. I'll let you know what you are, okay? But all the time growing up, the idea of men being men, being strong. And being able to protect and provide, that mentality, okay? That's kind of what that word means. But we're not just talking about men here. We're talking about mankind, men and women, saved people who know the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's the message. Listen, Christianity is not for sissies. It takes strength, it takes power, it takes a determination to stand up. That's why Paul says, be strong. That word strong literally means to strengthen or become capable. It actually, the way it's presented, it means to strengthen yourself. Understand, this is something you have to do. You're not just saved. You know, when you walk down the aisle or wherever you were, when you kneel down and ask Jesus to save you, Jesus did not automatically open you up and pour in supernatural strength in you. It doesn't work that way. Listen, if you're a marathon runner, you don't start out by running 26 miles, do you? You start out small and you build up. Same thing. Same thing with growing strong. You can take people who are really built, you know, muscles, big arms, big legs, and you just look at them, you know, man, I'm not messing with that guy. He's strong. He didn't get that way overnight. He got that way through a course, a regimen of strengthening himself. And that's the idea with what Paul writes when he says, be strong or strengthen yourself. You're not going to become strong if you never do anything to build strength. I want you to understand there is power in Jesus Christ. There is amazing power that you are, you have access to. But if you don't know how to use it, you're going to lose. Just like if you had a gun. How many gun guys do we have? Right? Everybody needs a gun. Whether you can have an arsenal. But if you don't know how to use your gun, it's just a piece of iron. That's what we're talking about here. You see, I see people continually, good people continually, having their lives destroyed by spiritual failure. Husbands who fall in the trap of unfaithfulness to their wives, and I see them that just lose everything that they've worked for years because of that unfaithfulness. Young ladies who get sucked into that trap of sexual immorality, sexual impurity, and they pay the price. People who even lose their temper and say things that produce scars in families that breaks up the family for 30, 40, 50 years. What's going on? It's a spiritual battle. People fall in the trap of drugs and alcohol. It's a spiritual battle. And let me tell you something. We can talk about, well, I made a mistake, but the reality is it's a spiritual failure. You got to where you are, or you arrived at where you are, because you faced a spiritual battle that you were not equipped to win. Every time you can take that to the bank. If my life is falling apart, it's a spiritual battle that I'm not doing something right. You say, well, Brother Doug, how do you win these battles? What do you do to strengthen yourself? Well, first thing you do is you be strong, or you strengthen yourself in the Lord. I said in the beginning, I grew up, I'm old school, I grew up in the age of men were men. And we like to think that we're strong and that we can overcome any obstacle that we face. But the reality is, spiritually speaking, you are very limited in your ability. You've got to know where your power is. Right? You've got to know where your strength is. That's why in James chapter 4, verse 7, James said, therefore submit to God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. He did not say, I want you to take note of that passage, resist the devil. He did not say that. He didn't say, Doug, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. That's not what he said. He said, submit, which means to arrange under. Submit to God. Then resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Why do you have to first submit to God? Because you've got to have a commander. If you're going to be in the army, somebody has to be in charge. Make sense? Amen? That's why you have to arrange yourself under God. There must be a submission. If you're going to oppose the devil, you have to get out of the mentality of, well, I've got to be stronger. No, you've got to submit or arrange yourself under God. What does it mean to arrange yourself under God? Well, when God says something, that's it. He's the commander and chief. I've shared with you, I was in the military. I remember when I was in the Air Force, basic training. Reveille was each morning, and I don't remember, it was early. I don't remember how early it was, but it was. We were up before the sun, right? One morning, reveille sounded. My really nice drill instructor commander came by the bunks, and he was shouting, get up, get up, get up. It's time to go to work, boys. And I raised up in bed and I said, excuse me, sir, but I just don't feel like getting up this morning. I'm just tired today. Yeah, you know that's... No, I never said that. Why? Because my drill instructor was this tall. But he was this big. And I was convinced he would have thrown me from that little bunk I was resting in. So what I did is I submitted myself, arranged myself under his command. That's what we have to do as children of God. Listen, we don't pick and choose. Well, God, you know, well, Lord, I woke up this morning, but I just didn't feel like going to church. Bless your heart. Get up and get in the army. Arrange yourself under the commander. The commander says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. That's marching orders. That means you get up and come to church. Give me an amen. Let's go, you know. Well, Lord, you've got to arrange yourself under something or someone. You will arrange yourself under something or someone. And if you arrange yourself under God, then you can always wake up every morning knowing, okay, I'm headed in the right direction. But if you submit to Satan, he'll never flee. I see people all the time asking the question, I just don't understand why I'm failing. Brother Doug, it just seems like it's one thing after another. Listen, who have you made your commander? Who's in charge in your life? There's only one of two options. There's God and there's Satan. And you're listening to one of them. And if you're in an ungodly relationship, you're listening to the wrong commander. I like 1 Peter 5, 6. Therefore, humble yourselves under the... Remember how that goes? Under the what? Mighty hand of God. And He will exalt you in due season or in due time. We like to look at that as, okay, if I submit to the Lord, He's going to make me somebody important or somebody special. And that applies, but But I want you to think about that realistically. When you humble yourself before God, what's God going to do? He's going to give you the strength and the power you need to be exalted over your enemy, the devil. To win those battles that you just can't seem to win day in and day out. They keep coming back and back and back. You ever wonder why Satan keeps attacking the same spot? It's because you're losing there. Let me tell you, and you can write this down. Your success or your failure reflects the relationship you have with God. Now, I didn't say, you know, understand in battle, a war is a war. You may get hurt. There may be scars. It may be hard. But you never, ever have to lose. Why? Because Jesus Christ has already won the victory. Here it is. If you're going to make Jesus your commander, your life's going to have to be different. You can't look like everybody else. You can't act like everyone else. You can't think like everyone else. Why? Because they're under the commander of the prince of this world. The prince of darkness. Here's a question. Ready? Let's evaluate where we are. Who's your commander? How's your prayer life? Listen, you got to see and hear from the commander pretty frequently. How's your prayer life? No prayer life? I can almost guarantee you, you're not winning at anything. How's your Bible? I'm going to ask you again. How's your Bible time? You see, this is our manual. This is where we go so that we know how to fight. This is where we go so that we understand what our commander expects and desires of us. This is where we go so that we can know God. How's your Bible? Listen, what I want you to understand today, everybody that's praying, if you're hearing me, say amen. There's a war going on. Mamas and daddies, this world is fighting for your children. I looked at the graduates today, and we are proud of those young people. But let me tell you something, graduates, you better buckle up and put on your armor because it's about to get real when you get to college. Satan's coming for you. What are you going to do? Moms and dads, your children still in elementary school. Satan's after them. You better be teaching them. High school, Satan's after them. See, the problem today is we're walking around weak and unprepared. And just, we live in a world today that has made strength out as being something you shouldn't have. See, the world today says, well, you know, don't offend me. Well, I feel, we're all touchy-feely sissy stuff. Yeah, and listen, I feel too. There are times when I feel the Lord. There are times when I feel God moving. But let me tell you something. It's okay to be strong. It's okay to be unpopular. It's okay to stand up and tell the world, I am a child of the living God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now I'll tell you something else. We'll go another step. This country was not built by Muslims, Buddhists, or atheists. It was built upon the principles of Almighty God. And that's what built this country. And the reason she's falling apart today is we have turned away from it. We have said, you're not supposed to be strong. You're not supposed to offend. And our country is falling apart. And now they're blaming Christians. No, Christians built this nation. You're on the soapbox, preacher. I know. But listen. It's a war. God's people have got to stand. Men have got to be men. Women have got to be women. Because every failure can be traced back to the fact that we were not spiritually strong. I don't remember who it was the other day that told me. They made the comment that the country is where it is today, and I'm talking about atheism and ungodliness. The country is where it is today. It's the church's fault. And I've got to agree with them. You see, we as a church stopped standing. We as a church became afraid of hurting feelings. We as a church didn't want anyone to feel like we did not agree with their lifestyle. Let me tell you something. Jesus upset a lot of people in His ministry. He did. Paul upset a lot of people in His ministry. And we've got to be strong. Our strength is in the Lord. We've got to put on the whole armor of God. Every piece of that armor. And we're going to talk about this next Sunday morning. But you don't pick and choose. You're not some kind of specialist. I'm going to put on the breastplate. Verse 13. I'm sorry. Verse 14. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. We don't just back up and pick and choose truth. Truth is truth. You've heard the old phrase, you can't handle the truth. This is the truth. You don't pick and choose. You know, you don't pick and choose the truth. We go on feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Listen, there are too many barefooted people in the world today and in the church today. As a little boy, I remember I didn't need shoes. I walked around barefooted. But when I played sports, football, baseball, and whatever, you know, we'd get some cleats so we could stand our ground. So we can dig in. That's what we're talking about here. You've got to have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. And the gospel is not just telling people about Jesus Christ. This is the gospel. This whole message that God loved the world. All of it is the gospel. You've got to take every part. The shield of faith. You may be able to quench the fiery darts of the devil. Because here's what you need to know. Whatever is exposed, whatever you have exposed, is a target of Satan. Okay? If you have a morality problem, I promise you that's the one Satan's going to hammer. Time after time, after that same one. You know, you have a pornography issue, that's the one he's going to go back to time and time and time and time again. Whatever is not covered, that's where Satan's going to attack. That's why this is so very important. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That you may have the ability to hold. That word stand means to hold your ground. Listen, I want to tell you something. There are some. Somebody might call me closed-minded. That's okay, I probably am. Because I'll promise you this, there's some things I'm not willing to give ground on. If God says it's wrong, it's wrong. I don't have to apologize for what God says. I'm not going to apologize for what God says. I'm going to stand my ground. But I'm only going to stand my ground if I'm suited up for war. You see, this is a supernatural battle. That the only way you're going to win is through supernatural means. The only way you're going to have supernatural power is through Jesus Christ, not your own ability. And you have to understand, and we're going to get into the enemy tonight, but you have to understand what you're standing against. You're standing against the wiles of the devil. That word wiles, the Greek word is methodia. Methodia, it's where we get methods. And it's an orderly, logical way of doing something. Right? That's what a method is. But used here and in the Greek, it carries the idea of deceit and craftiness. So, methods of Satan are very deceitful and very crafty. And you go back to Genesis chapter 3 and you see how he started. He told Eve, he asked her, are you supposed to eat of this tree? Eve said, no, we're not supposed to eat of it. God said, if we do, we'll surely die. And Satan said, oh, no, you're not going to die. You're not going to die. God just knows that if you eat that, then you will be like God and know good from evil. He's telling the same lie today. He's telling married folks that know better, that they're being presented with an opportunity of adultery. He said, and I'm speaking from a man's perspective because I've seen it from the man's perspective so many times. Is that woman comes walking across and the man looks and says, I can get away with this. That thought did not come from God. It's the methodia of the deceiver. It's the way Satan works. But I say I use that from the perspective of men. It works the same way with women. Women feel, my husband just doesn't appreciate me, and this guy's giving me attention, and I like his attention, and the first thing you know, it gets out of hand. It's the deceitfulness of Satan. What you have to understand is this. I want to tell you how Satan's fighting today. If you're listening to me, say amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. We're going to turn there. This is such a great description. You should have this one highlighted in your Bible. If you don't have it highlighted, you should have. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 14. Says, and no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. You know what that means? That means one of Satan's big methods is to make wrong seem right. I want to say that again. One of Satan's favorite methods is to make wrong seem right. It's what he does. It's how he's done from the beginning. You see? And today, if a man loves a woman, the world's going to say, well, they're in love. They should have an immoral sexual relationship together. They're in love. It's okay. No. No. It's not going to work out well. It's not going to work. But Satan makes it seem so right. I mean, after all, and another thing, and this sounds so logical and so approvable, is two men want to get married. Well, they love one another. They should have the same right everybody else has, right? Wrong! It's an abomination. Marriage is an institution of God. Don't try to mess up God's institution. Oh, but it just seems right if everybody else can get married. No. If it feels good and I'm not hurting anybody else, I should be able to do it. Number one. I promise you, you cannot do anything without hurting or helping somebody else. If you're a young person, what you do either hurts or pleases your mom and dad. Right, mom and dad? If you're a married couple, what you do will either hurt or please your children. Or help your children. So, you know, these things that the world preaches today, in man's eyes, that make logical sense, it's a pack of lies. From the pit of hell. What do I want you to get from this morning's message? This has been an introduction. It's been a longer introduction than I thought it was going to be, but it's been an introduction. Here's what I want you to get. There's a war going on. There is a war going on. There is a war going on. I don't think you get it yet. There's a war going on. Lives are being destroyed. Satan is spiritually defeating God's people. We've got to get ready to suit up and fight. Because diplomacy is not an option. Oh, Satan will help you justify whatever you want to justify. But here's what I know. He's a liar. And he has been from the beginning. So today, you got to make your choice. It's either God or it's Satan. It's either victory or it's defeat. See, the good news is this. The good news is this. We win. When it's all said and done, I'm going to heaven. A place that's eternal, that's prepared for me, that will never fade away. Glory to God, I know how this thing's going to go. Right? It may be hard before I get there. There may be a lot of battles before I get there. But glory to God, I'm going to win. And I have the promise of Jesus Himself that I don't have to fight these battles alone. But He's going to be with me. Here's the thing. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, let me tell you, you're in trouble. You're in trouble, number one, because Satan wants to destroy you. And you're fighting this battle alone. You see, all have sinned to come short of the glory of God according to the Bible. That means you, that means me, everybody. And we've got to have something that takes care of that sin, and that's what Jesus came to do. He came to take our punishment for our sin to the cross of Calvary, where He died on our behalf so that He could give us His righteousness and He take our sin to the cross of Calvary. And all He asks today is whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you've never called on Jesus Christ, you're fighting alone. And you're going to fight battle after battle after battle, and then you're going to die and spend eternity in hell. Friends, I've got good news. There's victory in Jesus. It gets better. You know, oh, it might not get better in this life, but it's definitely going to get better in the next life. Because Jesus has prepared a place for His children. Today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, well, I invite you, hey, join the army. Join the winning side. The Jesus side. Come and call out to Him. Maybe you're here today and life's been a battle after one battle after another. And you just can't seem to get ahead. And you realize that it's not just a battle, it's a spiritual battle. And you need to exercise the power of prayer. The altar's open. Maybe you're here today and the Lord's leading you to become a member of Victory. Listen, you got to have a battalion that you fight with. Okay? You got to have people that you know are side by side. We're all working together for the same purpose and fighting the battles together. I thank God for my church family. I need this church. And you need this church. Whatever your spiritual need is today, I just ask you, listen to Jesus and do what He leads you to do. Heavenly Father, this is your invitation. I pray your will be done. Give us hearts to respond in Jesus' name.